Going to go ahead and call us to order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We are in our HUNCA session. The date is April 4th, 2019. The time is 10:02 a.m. We are on day 10. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Congresswoman Goodfox to say the morning prayer for us.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and we just ask that you put your arms around those in mourning, those that are sick, our elders, our children, our veterans, those serving in the military, the incarcerated, the disabled. We ask that you look down upon all the Osage people and all nations, wherever they may be. And we ask that you forgive us for our sins. All these things we pray in your name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Next is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. I did speak with Congressman Maker yesterday. He was in the hospital for 10 days. He moved from there to a kind of a rehab facility. He spent 10 days there, made it home this past weekend. He said he's kind of doing better day by day, getting around, able to function, take a bath, and dress himself, and he's getting better, and he expects that by the week of the 15th that he expects that he will be here. Doesn't know how much, but anyway, that's a report on Congressman Maker. Please continue to pray for his recovery. Thank you. All right, we are now on approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. Congresswoman Pratt.
On page 2, the bottom motion to place the Mark Bowman confirmation is the Gray Horse Village Committee and not the Veterans Memorial Commission.
Okay, would you say that again, please?
Bottom of page 2, motion to place. Made a motion to place Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission appointee Mark Bowman on tomorrow's agenda. That should be the Gray Horse Village Committee.
Thank you. Good catch. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Page 4, your motions and notices, it's Rose Rock, not Red Rock.
This is true, but I did say Red Rock, so that would be my fault.
Red Rock.
Sorry.
Thanks for pointing that out.
I hope not.
Red Rock, Rose Rock. I'm kidding.
Sorry.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Motion to approve the journal for April 3rd, as amended.
Second. Motion to approve the journal of April 3rd, as amended by Congresswoman Pratt.
Seconded by Congressman Potts.
Seconded by Congressman Potts. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The journal is approved. We are now on reports of select committees. I think you have one, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Excuse me. Yes.
Good morning, members of Congress, Speaker, Assistant Chief. Redcorn, Appropriations Committee met yesterday and considered Bill number ONCA 1857, and we would like to report it to Congress. Well, let me read the title. An Act to Establish Osage Law, in Osage Law, budgetary process that is governed by the principles of transparency and accountability, defining terms and establishing limitations, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. It's co-sponsored by Congressman Big Horse, Congressman Tillman, myself, Congresswoman Edwards. This bill was met on and studied starting September 11th, 2018, September 13th, 2018, March 27th, 2019, March 29th, 2019, April 3rd, 2019, and I believe that there were some interim meetings in there also on this piece of legislation. The final committee action is do pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes for that was Whitehorn, Stabler, Big Horse, Edwards, Potts. Good Fox was a no vote, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Seeing no other select committee reports, we'll move to reports of standing committees. OK, Okay, there is no standing committee reports. We are now on an introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to introduce resolution ONCR 1908 to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any other bills or resolutions to be introduced? Okay, seeing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Reading in ONCR 1907, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Section 3 of Article 7 to require candidates for principal chief to run for office with a candidate for assistant principal chief on a combined ticket.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCR 1907 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Okay, we're going to move on to agenda item 8, which is general order day 1, second reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reading ONCA 1916, an act to insert a new section at 15 ONC 5107 to require the assistant principal chief or his or her designee to notify the Osage Nation Congress of a board member or commission member resignation within 5 business days and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 1917, an act to establish a revolving fund for the Pawhuska Village, to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 1918, an act to establish a revolving fund for the Hominy Village, to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. And ONCA 1919, an act to establish a revolving fund of the Gray Horse Village, to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. We're now on general order day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1909, an act to appropriate $523,659 of federal SAMHSA grant funds to the Counseling Center for the Medication Assisted Treatment Program and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. We're now on ONCA 1922, an act to amend the summer health program and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is myself. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. ONCA 1909 and ONCA 1922 will advance to third reading after engrossment. Okay, we are now on confirmation of appointees. First appointee is Lorraine Wilcox for the Osage Nation Gaming Commission. Congresswoman Edwards.
A question of whoever reported her out. Was it that she was unavailable to come today? She was invited but was unavailable to come?
I think I would be best to answer that. I spoke with her on Tuesday, and expressed to her that she probably already knew that she had to be confirmed by the end of this session, or she would fall off, and that she had been considered by the committee of jurisdiction. They had reviewed her packet and had been considered qualified by education experience and no ethical or legal barriers to service, and that she was now had been reported out of committee. And I asked her if she would like to attend the confirmation, expressed to her she could have a brief statement prepared, could be available for questions, and if she had any preference on a date when the confirmation would take place. She said she had a very busy month, and she said, why don't you just go ahead and put me on Thursday's agenda for confirmation? And I asked her if she would be here, and she said no. Congresswoman Pratt.
Move to confirm Lorraine Wilcox as an appointee to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission for, what's the time frame?
Is that a term of 3 years?
Second.
For a term of 3 years.
Motion to confirm Lorraine Wilcox to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission for a term of 3 years by Congresswoman Pratt. It was seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, the question is, shall Lorraine Wilcox be confirmed to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission for a term of 3 years?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Abstain.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Lorraine Wilcox is confirmed to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission for a term of 3 years. Congresswoman Pratt.
Move to confirm Richard Lutchell Sr. to the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission.
Second.
Would you mind amending your motion to add for a term of 3 years, please?
Sure, for a term of 3 years.
Okay, we have a motion by Congresswoman Pratt to confirm Richard Luttrell Sr. to the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission for a term of 3 years. It was seconded by Congresswoman Good Fox. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the question is, shall Richard Luttrell Sr. be confirmed to the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission for a term of 3 years?
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Richard Luttrell Sr. is confirmed to the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission for a term of 3 years. We are now on Gray Horse Village Committee appointee Mark Bowman. Congresswoman Pratt.
Move to confirm Mark Bowman to the Gray Horse Village Committee for a term of?
Also 3 years.
3 years.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Pratt to confirm Mark Bowman to the Gray Horse Village Committee for a term of 3 years. It was seconded by Congresswoman Good Fox. Discussion? Seeing none, the question is, shall Mark Bowman be confirmed to the Gray Horse Village Committee for a term of 3 years?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Mark Bowman is confirmed to the Gray Horse Village Committee for a term of 3 years. We are now on motions and notices. First motion or notice is the Osage Nation FY2017 audit presentation. Congresswoman Pratt and Congresswoman Edwards.
Okay, I was
I know we have the audit presentation, but I just wanted to notice that the Culture Committee meeting on today's agenda has already been canceled.
Thank you. Congressman Tillman.
CA committee meeting today from 1 to 3.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Notice that the membership committee will be meeting immediately following session. And additionally, I'd like to welcome Rose Rock CPAs to the room.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Maybe we should take a brief recess so people can get their copies of the audit.
I agree.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to recess by Congresswoman Lemon, seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, no? Okay, we are in recess.
I know. Well, it's hard to see from there too.